All right, we are back and live again. And we have Miss Beth Allen back with us since the last time that she was on our show. Her phone went kaput on her. Kaput.
That's what happens at haunted weddings.
Haunted weddings. Interesting. Did you see any apparitions?
It was great. Actually, one was there with them while they got married.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, she communicated through the whole ceremony through flashlight and candle. It was great. Then the nitro gummy bear challenge afterwards, I thought one of us was actually going to die.
Uh-oh, internet bubble.
No. Lord, I hope I don't freeze. My family's going to be taking screenshots.
Don't be breaking your phone again. And you know, because your phone went kaput on us and everything, you didn't get to answer that question I asked you. Do you remember that first question? I don't think you actually got to answer that because I don't even know if I actually asked it.
I don't even think I got to hear it because it was, you know.
Well, it's the same question I ask everybody. It's for the people that haven't checked your page out or know about you or anything. So it's basically simple. What got you interested and started in the paranormal?
Well, I started that at a very young age. I remember stuff that my mom falls out all the time. She's like, you know, you were like a year and a half old. How do you even remember that? But I saw what I now know was an elemental when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't know then. Then I was just like, oh my God, why is there a man with a deer head chasing us out of the woods? Little traumatic, but I wasn't the only person that saw it, so that went well. But my grandmother was a librarian. She was actually the oldest working librarian in the state of Georgia at 87 years old when she retired.
87 years young.
Yes. The common joke was she was the oldest person on unemployment in the state of Georgia. So I was raised by a librarian. So I've always, you know, book research, started reading those kind of books. You know, anything I could get my hands on, asking questions. I didn't necessarily have the type of family that would openly discuss the paranormal. So I had other people that I was able to ask questions of, and it just, most kids, they skip school, they were going to get drunk. I was skipping school and going to investigate haunted locations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I actually picked up by the cop at one of those.
Did they buy your explanation?
Thank God they knew my mother. One of them was chief of police, and he knew I was a little special. So, he was like, she was hunting ghosts. They were like, is she high? No, she was looking for ghosts. It never stopped, you know, the love, the interest, the curiosity. I used to take my kids on paranormal vacations when they were little.
Oh, right.
That would have been fun.
Savannah, Charleston. I mean, everywhere we went was historically haunted.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. It, of course, being down there in Georgia, you're from one of the states that has a lot of rich history as well.
Because we do. They don't really like us here, Mark, to be honest. Paranormal investigators are kind of at the top of the food chain to get kicked out of the state. If you say anything about paranormal in some areas, oh my God, you're Satanist.
They're still that bad down there that they call you guys, that they call everybody Satanist like that?
Yeah. I've even had, as far as my kids were dying, they were like, please, Mom, don't go to jail. And excuse me, guys, the ice cream truck feels the need to come through while I'm out here.
Really? I thought that was a ringtone.
And they're actually quiet. They're quiet tonight. It's not the really loud one that you could be in a deep sleep and hear snow cone.
Oh, my.
I had a discussion. Chip Coffee lives in the same city as I live in. Really, wow. Ice cream truck. I can't with ice cream truck. I'm trying to talk
just,
over the ice
just
cream.
Flag them down. Just flag them down and get a snow cone or an ice cream sandwich or something, and they'll go away.
I'm still trying to figure why they're stopped right in front of my house and there's no one out here. Thank you. Carry on. Have a good day, ice cream man. Bye-bye.
It's paranormal.
There's actually a house that's about 2 miles from here. It's the oldest house in the city that is still standing. And it is the second oldest house standing in Gwinnett County. The police already know. They see me over there. They're like, yeah, don't worry about her. She's hunting for ghosts.
She's just that person over there hunting.
Yeah, and they're aware. They're like, so you come here to eat lunch? I'm like, yeah, well, why do you have all this? I'm like, I talk to the ghost while I eat lunch. But, a lady stopped by there, and I was just, you know, minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw my shirt. She was like, what are you doing? Taking pictures? You're one of those evil people. What? Evil people? She was like, why do you do this? Are you a devil worshiper? No, you're not a Christian. Ma'am, can I ask you a question? And I'm trying to be polite because at this point she has irked my nerves. I said, are you a Christian? Yes, I am. You do know. You believe in God. Jesus? Yes. So you know there's the devil, correct? Yes. You believe in angels? Of course. Ma'am, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And she just looked at me, so you chase demons? No, ma'am. I do not. Have you ever seen one? They don't exist. What? And I was so confused, I had to walk off.
You actually asked her if she's ever seen one, and she tells you they don't exist after accusing you of chasing demons.
Yes.
I don't know if I could have held my composure. I probably would have called her something a very derogatory and.
Well, one of my brothers, Josh Chow, says I'm just a sweet old lady. I'm like, they don't call me the parathug for nothing, honey. I normally can be very asinine, but I am very respectful of my elders. That point, I can be perfectly honest with Mark. In my back. Who's gone?
Huh? You're back.
Okay. I was like, what happened?
No, okay. you froze for a slight second there. The internet bubbles. Come on. It's internet
you know
champagne
I have crap
tonight.
Internet, but
It's internet champagne
That's
tonight.
great. But I was confused. I was literally baffled, confused, and I didn't say anything. I just and walked away.
Oh my gosh.
What can you do? It's Georgia. But we do have some beautiful, beautiful locations. A lot of Civil War history.
Yeah.
Not just Savannah. Atlanta has a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, I'm part, like, you know, I'm an overachiever. Not only am I part of the Midnight Wolf Pack, Black Wolf, Wicked Woman, my home group is called Terminus Paranormal.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, oh, you're a Walking Dead fan. No, let me educate you a little about the history of Atlanta. And they're like, no, that's Walking Dead. No, that's real life.
Now, Savannah's got a pretty interesting cemetery, don't they?
Okay, so you've got Bonaventure. Bonaventure is the mother lode. I love it. I've been investigating there during the day for years because you can't go in there at night. You also have...
Can you get a permit to go in there at night?
They do like tours, like dust tours. They might have dinner at the cemetery one night, but they really don't let a lot of investigators in there unless things have changed.
I was just kind of wondering.
A historic Confederate cemetery right in the middle, you know, of one of the squares.
Mm-hmm.
Due to vandalism, you know, they have to lock it up.
Yeah, unfortunately, because of stupid people.
Yep.
Yeah, and then they have another beautiful cemetery that is very old, where the founder of Girl Scouts is buried. And it has seen a lot of damage. Some of the mausoleums, some of the graves, it's horrible how people will do things to a cemetery.
It's very saddening to know that there are people out there that don't have the respect that we used to have. Or we still do have. And unfortunately, you know, I'm a firm believer in these youngins needing their asses warmed a few degrees to melt the wax in their ears so they can listen them better.
Yes.
Because I've had my tail end warmed up about 20, 30 degrees myself, and, you know, when I was younger, because, you know, that's the way I learned.
Yeah, they definitely don't get hit in the head like we used to.
No.
What?
Child what was abuse. That, Joe?
It's child abuse nowadays.
It's the snowflakes calling it child abuse.
Yeah.
No, I call it the learning the right way. You know, if you want to really get into it, you know, you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
We don't want to piss anybody off.
And you know that the good book that a lot of these Christians claim they follow, you know, there are passages in there telling you that if your children are disrespectful and misbehave on you, that you are allowed by God's law to kill them.
Just saying.
So just throwing that out there for people to actually listen to.
Yes.
Well, they didn't have a lot of
oh, here you go. Lisa's asking a question. Like, Lisa,
I'm sorry. I can't see the comments tonight, guys.
That's okay. I just glanced over. Well, Lisa's been down. She used to live in Florida for a while, and she's been in that area down there, so she kind of knows. She asks if you've been to the old cemetery in Baton Rouge.
That I have not.
That's the one over in Louisiana.
I have been to, St. Louis Cemetery one and two. And then I went to the other one, which they filmed Interview with a Vampire.
Ah, yes. That would have been, wasn't that one in Lafayette Cemetery down in,
yes,
New Orleans?
Yep. I've been to New Orleans. I think I've been to Baton Rouge a couple of times.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, the cemetery they used in Interview with Vampire was Lafayette Cemetery down in New Orleans.
I mean, they're very active. I love
that one. That particular one, from everything I've read and heard about, is very active.
I've got some beautiful pictures.
Oh yeah,
because that's another thing. You know, I discovered I was even weirder. I called my grandmother one day and I asked her, I said, I think there's something wrong with me. She goes, you just figured this out? And I'm like, she's like, where are you right now? Eat lunch in a cemetery? She was like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. She goes, whether you knew it or not, I love cemeteries too. Mm-hmm. Architecture, there's so many beautiful places.
Yep, they are. Some of these older cemeteries, and Lisa just said that was the one she meant, the Lafayette Cemetery down there in Arlington. But go ahead.
Oh, it was awesome. I enjoyed every minute of it. Yeah.
Well, there's also there are people out there that also like to go into the cemeteries just to do the rubbings. They'll take the paper and the charcoal, and they'll lay it out over top of the headstones or on the headstones, and they'll do rubbings of the headstones.
And you have to be really careful because mm-hmm. you can damage stuff. But people don't understand that's an art form.
Yeah, it is. It's a very well renowned art form.
Yeah, and there's so many, like what I love to see, and I'm sure you guys have seen them. I can't remember. There's a couple of them. I've seen them on TikTok, but I've been following one man on Facebook. He goes and he does some cemetery love. He'll contact the family member, and he will clean the headstones and fix them. And he does beautiful work.
Yeah.
So it's good to see someone out there trying to do that.
Yeah, we need more people like that in the world.
Yeah, because there's a cemetery here in Atlanta. I actually have family members buried in two historic cemeteries. But there's one called Hollywood Cemetery, and it was one of two cemeteries that used to be like tourist places here in Atlanta. It is now underneath Hood Zoo, and you can't even see it's a cemetery. No one has preserved it. You have to worry about snakes, coyotes, and anything to even, you'd need a team of 100 people to go in just to, yeah, but it's like, it's disappeared.
That ain't right. That's bad.
That ain't right.
No. I mean, it's really sad.
Bad juju in a way.
But you know what is even sadder? I have, you know, I've traveled a lot of places, not as many as others, but there's a particular cemetery in Tennessee, and there's, I think they said like 3,000 people buried there, and it's on a mountain, and some of the graves have fell in, like into the ground. The ground has fallen. And I inquired about, hey, if I could get some volunteers together, and we come help you up. The city will not allow it.
Really?
Nope.
Are they afraid of people getting hurt and suing them?
Well, they've had groups in the past that would, you know, get together and have cleanup day. And people just stopped doing it. But now they won't allow anyone to do
it. That ain't right.
No, I mean, we got to preserve history.
Yeah. Now, Lisa's participating tonight. That's my girlfriend, Lisa. She was actually involved in some of the cleanup down there when Katrina hit, and she told me some stories about that. And she was saying that there were bodies found in the water in those areas.
My aunt used to live in New Orleans, and I remember when I was young, and they would flood. She'd talk to my mom on the phone, and she was talking about the caskets and the bodies just floating through the street. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lafayette Cemetery has a lot of up above ground crypts and everything. So that's you know, I wouldn't put it past a bunch of them coming out and partying, you know.
And investigating there, okay, so you know, of course I used to go to Biloxi all the time.
Okay.
And I went, you know, post Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I went to New Orleans. And you want to talk about, it's already like the vibe is creepy in that the cemetery. So I was at another cemetery on the outskirts. And you see all the markings on the houses. You could see where the water had been. The water
levels. The water levels.
It was a whole nother creep factor. A whole nother. And I'm just standing there like, and there's always, let me just get this out here. If you're investigating a cemetery, I can't trust you. Do not go alone.
Why not?
There are certain dangers. First off, snakes. Everyone knows me. I'm scared shitless of snakes. You're by yourself, you get bit, you're screwed. But it's dangerous for paranormal investigators and your average everyday person because criminals in certain locations, and the homeless. My son will never be the same again. We're minding our own business in New Orleans, taking pictures. Yeah. There was a homeless man that came out of one of the mausoleums, and we about died.
Well, he needed a place to stay warm, right?
Well, this was during the summer.
He
was living in it. He had food. He had everything. I don't know who screamed like a bigger girl, me or my son.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how old is your son?
At that time, I think he was like 13. 14. And my son is, I mean, he's a big guy. He's 6'5". He's a big yeah. So, you know, his little sister handled it much better than he did. She was just like, "What? Did I just see a ghost?" No, you just saw a homeless person. Calm down. Well, then why did you scream, Mom?
That was pretty funny. So Oh man, now you got me going.
So, yeah, I can do this for hours.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's kind of like when we were on your show. We were having such a good time, having a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got to have fun with everything. I believe, you know, like you can ask the family, they'll tell you. Sometimes when you're in the middle of investigation, you just have to lighten the mood.
Yeah,
and I ask random questions, like it could be, what is your name? When did you die? Are you aware of the year? They're like, okay, Beth, you ask questions. Boxers or briefs? tacos or pizza? I've actually been at a prison, and we're just sitting there doing questions, and I'm like, did you drop the soap? I mean, I do stuff like that. You have to bring a little light to it.
Well, did you get any responses?
It sounded like a mumble, and of course I took it to a whole nother level. See, I told you guys. Yeah. Until they get mad at you, and I'm like, guys, I better leave. I may not have to drop the soap, but I feel like something might want me to leave.
So, in your investigations, have you gotten any really cool EVPs?
I have had some pretty good ones. I actually left a recorder out one day because I had been commuting with, like, and I'm not one, I don't communicate with child spirits a lot. I try not to because, you know, there's always that truth. But there was a child, and I had validated, you know, everything. And I said, okay, I'm going to leave this recorder here. If you have anything you want to say to me, I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to go outside. You can hear me walking away. About 30 seconds in, you hear me say, okay, I'll be back. I'm outside. Come back in. I left it for like 30 minutes. 1 minute in, you hear a little boy singing.
That's pretty cool. Wow.
It was great. I get a lot of, hey, Beth, we've gotten some pretty good stuff. You know, like we've asked, when did you die? And actually got dates.
That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. And our team does a lot. Like a lot of people, of course, you know, they don't lean on apps. We don't really stand by apps, but there is one app that I completely stand by, and so does the rest of the family. And that's Necrophonics. We have gotten some of the greatest stuff. That's validated a lot.
Necrophonics?
It's a Chill Seekers app.
And you can find it on your Android or your Apple?
Yep. And I really do stand by it. I've just gotten too much stuff. There's no way.
What does it do? What kind of activity do you wind up getting with it?
Well, we've started using it a couple of different ways. I'm one to just, I'll be anywhere and turn it on. Go ahead and talk to me. You know, you'll get different stuff. But I was on the phone live, and the rest of the group was at Old Stone Jail in Franklin, Kentucky, which is another wonderful location if you ever get to go check it out. And there was a couple of prisoners there that we knew through investigation and other means had, you know, passed away there. Ernie asked, what day did you die? And it came up, February 8th. Well, the curator was there, went and asked. True enough, that was the date. On the 13th, it was in the newspaper. He found the newspaper from the day that the guy died, which meant he would have died on February the 8th.
Wow.
Now, we've done fresh downloads where, like, I had a girl download the app. I'm not in her phone. She did not personally know me. First thing out of it, I'm like, who would you like to speak to, Beth? My name's Beth and her name's Beth. Which Beth do you want to speak to? You. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's a change from, you know.
I might have to look into that app just to see.
Yeah. And I love, like, my favorite thing, I think. Yeah, I enjoy that. But getting good EVPs, it's like every time, it's like the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You just get so excited. The place I was telling you about around the corner from my house, I was able to find out through EVP sessions that the first sheriff of the county, his son was married to one of the girls from the family. Well, he came across, and I went back again. I said, Joseph, are you here? Clear as a bell. Class A. Yep, I'm here. I was like, what? And I said, okay, what's your name? Joseph, silly. Crystal clear EVP.
Nice.
Yeah, so stuff like that, it's exciting every time.
Well, yeah, because, you know, a lot of times when you go into an investigation with an EVP, you don't expect to get anything.
No.
And then, you know, and it could depend on the area, the place that you're at. but a lot of times I don't even expect to get anything when I'm in there. But I think one of the coolest ones that we had was for our Halloween, the one we did for Halloween this last year. I got confirmation of EVP, not only on the recorder that I was using, but also on my camera, which was stationary in the room with us, and Joe's camera, which my daughter was using at the time, handed it to me. And I think it was during the time I had it that we wound up getting it. But all three audios had the exact same incident on it. You could hear you could hear it clear as a bell. When I heard it, it was loud enough. I actually heard it without any equipment, and to me, it sounded like somebody exhaled really heavy. But when I heard it again on the EVP and on the audio from the cameras, it sounded like someone whistling.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really cool to have.
You never know where the excitement is, because you know how you want to catch it on multiple devices.
Yeah.
But then it's the holy shit, we were running three devices and it only showed up on one.
That's happened.
I got to mute it for a minute.
Okay, you mute.
You mute you. It's almost like you do you.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa was also asking, have you ever taken a medium with you on your journeys?
Well, I have worked with a couple of mediums. I'm not going to say I don't need one, but I don't need one.
Yeah, we kind of went over this on your show that day, didn't we?
Yeah. I don't want to call myself sensitive.
All right. You don't call yourself sensitive. I'll call you sensitive. How's that?
Yeah. I basically, you know my catchphrase. You know my slogan. T-shirts are coming out soon, everybody. They say, I don't know shit about the paranormal. but I have worked with been on locations where there were some very legitimate mediums. And they blew my mind. They really did. You know, some of the ones that I communicate regularly with, I love April, Psychic Housewife of New Jersey. I love her. I think she's on point. Melinda Williams is a good friend of mine. Chris Garcia. I can't ever remember the lady's last name, but I think she's absolutely amazing. Tessa, she has a show in Vegas.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Younger, she's a younger girl, but she's, yeah, I love to hear her talk. And, you know, people just have to be careful, you know. We all go to a location. There's always that one person that runs up to you. I'm an empath.
Okay. Prove it.
Hey, I'm one of those people, though. I'm kind of strange. I feel like we all are. I just think it's like a muscle. You have to use it to develop it.
Right. Well, it's like what I told you on your show when we were talking. You know, when I was younger, I was into Wicca and I followed the Wiccan way and I, you know, did all this stuff, and then I hung it up because the woman I got married to, she was freaked out by it, and now I'm going to get back into it. And it's not just like a muscle you have to use, but it's kind of like riding a bike as well.
Yeah.
You know, you never really forget it.
No, and I, like I told you, I encourage you to do that. Everybody should follow the path. You know, and I'm one of those, you know, and I love learning about all religions and mm-hmm. faith, because I think that makes you a better person to communicate with people. Like if your best friend is Muslim.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I've actually got a person that I was friends with for a while who is Muslim.
Yeah.
And but, he was our line haul driver. He was a line haul driver for the company I worked for. And we would always get into discussions, yeah, religious discussions and stuff.
How do you better know someone?
But again, I'll even fill you in on this part, which people may not know about me. I went to a Christian academy. My parents put me in a Christian academy because the grade school I was in, throughout most all my time in the grade school, I wound up getting picked on by two different bullies. And then my mom finally, you know, she knew something was going on. And she asked me, what's wrong? I told her nothing. She's like, no, I know something's wrong. What's wrong? She drug it out of me. And I told her about the bullies. And I said, I can't do anything. If I do anything, I'm going to be sent to the principal's office and they're going to punish me. She goes, looks right at me, square at me, and says, if that bully messes with you again, you take care of it. And if the principal has anything to say, he's going to have to talk to me.
That sounds familiar.
Well, that bully did screw with me again. I wound up whipping his butt so bad that...
See, Mark, they didn't tell you to cripple him.
Well, his older brother, who was in high school at the time, actually congratulated me and told me that I did a good job because his brother deserved it.
They're out there.
So, out there. Hey. So, after that, even though I kind of got a handle on the situation, my parents decided to send me to a Christian academy. So I went to Christian Academy until my senior year in high school, and I actually had enough credits. I was a half a credit from graduating, and they held me back a year because they didn't want to recognize the work I'd done.
That doesn't sound very Christian-like.
So no, that wasn't the Christian Academy that did that to me. It was the public high school. So laying that out there, that little story out there for you, I have a lot of knowledge also in the King James Version of the Bible and the different passages of the Bible. So I can use that along with what I know of Wicca and witchcraft and stuff like that to kind of help me in the realm of the paranormal that we're doing.
Well, and that's very important. And I can't stress that enough to people. I was raised Baptist. My grandfather and grandfather had me in church before I could walk. I was there on Sunday mornings. I was there on Wednesday night. My grandfather was a deacon.
Wow. Oh, dang. You had it worse. I was raised as a Pentecost.
I was raised Georgia Baptist. No, we won't say. I wasn't. My grandparents were very loving people. But I grew up in that church. My Sunday school teacher was my dad's Sunday school teacher. Okay? I mean, it went that far. And you have to have a very good understanding and be very accepting of all religions, all belief systems, because you know what? You can walk into a residential and a person needs help. They're Muslim. Okay? What do you know about their belief system? You walk into a house and they have Norse background. You have to know so you can help them.
Yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think it makes you a better person. When you have a friend that, whatever they are, if you care about them and you want to know why they do the things the way they do, understand their background and how they were raised.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody has a different background. Everybody has a different way of being raised. And when it comes to the paranormal and the things that we do and the places we go to investigate, everyone sees it differently.
There's
always going to be a different perspective of pretty much each person that's in the group, and that's even the better way of doing it. If you can comprise a group of people who have the different backgrounds, then you've got a pretty awesome group at that point, because everybody's going to have a different perspective and they're going to have a different thinking manner on how to proceed with your investigations.
Yeah. And that's what makes it such a beautiful thing. You know, they're my family. Every person in our circle, in our group, they are all family. Some of us come from different backgrounds. My brother that's here in Atlanta, he is very well versed in Wicca. We're both very well versed in Norse. We have Christian. We have it all. Like, I'll never forget, my grandmother just turned 94. And I sent a message, and I was like, yeah, my friend, the priest. And she was like, you're not Catholic. I'm like, so I can't be friends with a priest because I'm not Catholic. And she was like, no, I just thought maybe you converted and didn't tell me. I'm like, no, I think everybody would know. But you can't help other people in this field if you don't know a little about a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main things, you know, if you're doing those type of investigations, you really need to have more of an understanding of the person's background that you're investigating for.
Yeah. And like I said, I couldn't ask for better people to be involved with. And I think Eileen Jones is in chat. Eileen, I can't see.
No, she said she wrote on there, I don't understand why some people don't think religion and paranormal can't go together. The thing is, they absolutely do go together. They have to go together.
Eileen's a good investigator too. She's just all around good person. I'm proud to call her my friend. You know, and we get a lot of that. You know, what do you mean they can't go together? They absolutely go together.
They have to go together.
Just period. Know. It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. You know, that. Yeah, that's the last one that she wrote. The one prior is the one I actually read. But why some people don't see that religion and paranormal can go together. But yeah, they do. It's a hand-in-hand type of situation because, you know, in the religious aspect, most every religion out there has a basis in a heaven, of some type of a heaven and some type of a hell.
Well, here's one for you. There's people out there I know personally that are Christian and are witches. You can be both people.
Yeah.
I know these people, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Well, it's like Lisa wrote here too, and her and I have had this discussion I don't know how many daggum times, but there are atheists. Now, you know, an atheist is someone who doesn't truly believe that there's a God and that there's a heaven and there's a hell. But there are atheists who are more Christian than the people that are claiming to be Christian.
Yes. Hey, people, all I gotta say, own it.
Yeah,
you will come across somebody like me that will call or pull your card.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's one of the things I actually like doing to people is whenever they start pulling that crap, saying how Christian they are, I will actually get in an argument with them specifically because of the fact that I don't believe they are.
Well, I have the policy.
I am so mean.
I love Jesus Christ. I'm just not a fan of some of his followers.
Why are you staying quiet, Joe?
View.
Huh?
You don't want my view. I'm any.
Well, tell us your view, Jesus.
Come on, Joe.
You know, I told you, if you ever catch me walking into any type of church, you'll believe in spontaneous combustion.
Please don't do it, Joe. I kind of like having you around, okay?
He's so full of it, Beth. I've seen him walk into a church. But the thing is, we poured a little holy water on his head first just to make sure he's cooled down.
Just to make sure. I mean, but you have to have some kind of belief system, or at least know about belief systems to help people.
Well, yeah, you do.
I was raised, I was baptized and pretty much started out raised as Lutheran. Okay. And then we went, and I ended up going to a Baptist Sunday school every Sunday.
Well, you didn't burst into flames, so that's all I care about.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend, she was raised as a Catholic, and she even says now that she doesn't even believe in their crap. It is. I mean, there are some religions that are good follow through religions where they'll follow what they believe in. And then there are some religions to where they'll follow what they feel like they want to follow of their belief, and the rest of it can go by the wayside.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like this. I believe that Whataburger should be on every corner in every state in America.
No, not Whataburger. No, I will argue this with you now. I say we need In-N-Out Burger on every street corner in every state in the nation.
Look, we're going to have to set up shop next to each other because I have a Whataburger problem and we don't have them in Georgia. That's why I'm moving to Texas, baby.
Just outside of Dallas in one of the little suburbs, there is an In-N-Out Burger.
Yes, yep. I got to try that one. We don't have it here either. And since
I don't have it up here either. I don't have a Whataburger up here.
I finally got to try White Castle.
Oh, White Castle's overrated.
I was excited. Like you would have thought, because I used to watch the Bozo show when I was a kid. So I was like, they only have those in Chicago. And I'm in Kentucky. And Ernie's like, no, we have them here. I'm like, yes, I get to try.
All right. Eileen says that she thought it was a Mexican problem that you had.
Oh, I do have a taco problem. It's even worse than the Whataburger problem.
A Whataburger?
Whataburger.
A taco, not a taco. Taco. I swear I was Mexican in a past life because I only like the authentic stuff.
You sound as bad as me, dear. I love the authentic Mexican. Oh man.
Yes.
I think that comes from the fact that I was born and raised in California and I was able to go to almost any, the town I lived nearest, I could go to any of the places there, like the stores or something, and they would actually have authentic Mexican food in the delis. There was this one little tiny, like, four aisle, looked like a convenience store. But they had the deli set up where you could get enchiladas, you could get burritos, and they were all fresh made right there. Tacos, tamales. Oh man.
And see out in Cali, you've got those places like there's nothing
I think
better.
Joe gave up on us.
Joe, come on, don't burst into flames. Let's all go to California and have a taco.
Oh, if we went to California, I'd take you to some places that you'd not want to ever leave California because of.
Well, there's something wrong with me. Okay, so I want to visit California, but I want to go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
No, you don't. You want to go to El Pollo Loco.
I want to go to Compton. I'm one of those people.
Hey, I'm probably the only white boy you know that went through Compton in a tricked out 84 Buick Regal at 2 o'clock in the morning and survived.
I'd be the first one there. Yeah.
I am dead serious. We were on a trip. I got off the wrong damn exit, went right down through downtown Compton. And I was in my 84 Regal and it was tricked out really nice. Had the stereo system and everything.
I'm about to get kicked out.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Uh-oh.
We lost her. We lost our Beth.
Oh,
here we go.
She's back.
Yeah, she's back.
I knew I was going to get kicked out.
What happened? What'd you do? You didn't break your phone, did you?
Now, hopefully, I can hear.
Can you hear me?
Dang, Gabby, no.
What'd you do?
I'm going to try this again.
Uh-oh. Oh, Aileen says she's a bad girl. She broke another phone, Joe.
Can you hear us now?
I cannot hear y'all, and it's because of my situation.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What'd you do now? She broke another phone.
It's paranormal. I promise you. I'm going to try one more time.
Oh, my goodness.
Being stalked over here because I've got food.
You're being stalked because you have food.
Yeah, I felt a little kind of out of it. I needed, you know, like blood sugar or something.
Yeah, I know. I know you were telling me earlier. All right, sorry folks, but we're having technical difficulties again. Hopefully she didn't blow up another phone. And the first time we were supposed to speak with her, she blew her phone up or something. Something went haywire with it. What was that?
She was at a wedding.
Yeah, I know she was at Pac-Man's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was at Ernie and his wife's wedding. I can't remember her name right offhand.
What makes them so special?
Huh?
What makes them so special?
Makes who so special? In-N-Out Burger? What makes them so special is the fact that everything they use is fresh ingredients. And I mean, none of it is frozen. It's all fresh, and it's all within a local area that they get it from.
Lord.
All right, I can hear the car. Did you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I don't even ask questions anymore.
You're breaking another phone.
It's the internet. Welcome to Georgia.
Nah, Steak Escape's overrated too, Aileen.
Well, you know. In-N-Out Burger.
All right. Can you? Are you having issues with the headphones now?
It's the whole nine, but I can hear you now. I was just trying to keep some of that background noise out.
That's all right. We can deal with it for right now. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Joe was asking me what, because Lisa said that she wants an In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. I got her hung. I got her spoiled.
You know what I want? You know what I want them to bring back?
What do you want them to bring back?
I have to absolutely take a road trip this year in case they don't. Hopefully they're open. York Steakhouse.
The York Steakhouse?
York Steakhouse.
Yeah.
They used to be
she knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Be in the malls all across Paris.
Yeah. I was just excited when they brought Del Taco back.
Del Taco's actually a California
Taco, like Taco Bell and Taco John's.
See, Taco John's is Wisconsin based, from what I understand.
I don't know.
You know, that would be the greatest thing. You know, our pair of families' deal is after every event, go to Waffle House.
Hey, I like the Waffle House. I wish that we had one up here.
So that's
food. I can't. I like breakfast food.
I feel bad though because you know, they see us all coming in and they don't know if we're like in a gang or, you know, I told them we should be walking down the hall doing this.
Well, was that the Sharks or the Jets?
I think we were a little bit of both. Because, you know, that was my, you know, with my first encounter, you know, Waverly being as big as it is, we're all walking together and I'm like, I feel like I'm in a gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope they're doing all right tonight. I know it was supposed to be raining and some of the family is up there tonight. So I hope they're staying dry.
Yeah, well, it's their fault.
Well, you know, you need to come on down, Mark.
I want to. I want to check out Waverly. I really want to see the place.
It is a beautiful, and I will go on record, the most active location I have ever been to.
Wait a minute. Eileen. Joe, bring that up. So that is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, David Childers, you need to lay off the sushi, bro.
Gas station sushi, that is just nasty.
Yeah, I'm starting to question.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen here? He's going to live that episode of Futurama where Fry ate that egg salad sandwich from the gas station and he got worms.
Right. Dang. Dang. Well, no one has to worry about me. I don't eat sushi. But yeah, you need to come. You know, if you ever get a chance to come down, you know, all the overnights are booked for the year. You know, Waverly books up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Immediately, first of the year. But, you know, there are the public overnights on Fridays and Saturdays. And, you know, they're great.
A lot of places.
The only problem that I would worry about in there with it being such a popular place is getting up in there even with a public overnight or something and having contamination in any kind of filming or EMF that we try to do.
It's so big that you know you could have. I mean, everybody. It was great. I was one of those people too until I saw it in action, and I was like, I get it now. I get it. I mean, I was really excited. My first.
It's a huge hotspot too, right?
Oh,
you
man.
Pretty much get activity almost immediately when you go in there, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's the history, you know, for us that love history, it's, you know, you put your heart into it. Ernie Pack has, you know, been there and put so much of his self into that building. Everybody there, you know, the staff there is wonderful. You know, most of us that are part of the Midnight Wolf Pack are volunteers there. Ernie and Mel do the public overnights. And, you know, if there's questions you have about Waverly, Ernie definitely is the one to ask. it was great to, you know, share the first time I had walked in that building. I was with Denise and Ernie and Josh Chow, and I was just like, okay, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And they knew instantly because I stopped dead and I was like, he goes, heard that, didn't you? I was like, in my ear, clear as day, hey, Beth. And I was like, what? The stuff you'll see and experience. I mean, it's definitely why it's everyone's bucket list.
Yeah. So when you got groups in there and everything, how many people are in a group that they take around?
Well, they do tours and then they do the overnights. And there's like, I think 50 people for an overnight.
Holy.
But everybody's in different places. You got to remember, it's a huge place.
Right. Right.
But my count could be off, you know, they just opened for the season. So there's no telling what I saw that I was just, cause I was just like, I love to work with people. So mm-hmm. it was just the experience of, you know, teaching, you know, investigators that it's their first time, you know, hearing about other people's experiences, you know, it's, but I definitely, after seeing it and talking to people, yeah, I'd pay it. I'd pay more, to be perfectly honest with you, because it's huge. People, it's huge.
And how long are the tours?
They're 6 hour overnight. Starts at midnight, runs till 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then they have tours, three different tours that are 2 hour tours before that even starts.
What was that, Joe?
We can't do that.
Why can't we do that?
Between midnight and six. I'm feeding.
Yeah. You're what?
I'm feeding.
Well, there's going to be plenty of people in the group.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to get caught either.
Well, you probably wouldn't get caught.
Yeah, the midnight, you know, you get there like 11:30.
You get there, you have your midnight snack, and then we get going.
Yeah. Then you get a break. You get a break.
I don't think Beth caught what you're talking about, because this is
kind of a goofy, you get a break.
Crap between the two of us.
Get a break.
No, Beth, he's talking about the fact that he's claiming to be a vampire.
Okay, I'll have your ass out of there before you burst into flames.
No, that isn't it. He said he's feeding between midnight and six. He's feeding.
Okay, well, we'll work something else out for you there, Joe.
You're such a goofball, Joseph.
There's a limit. There is a limit.
I have a sense of humor when you go through what I went through.
I know.
Being part wolf and part owl, I kill a lot of shit at night too. So, you know, I get it.
Eileen says, feedy Murnie.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I think it's a wonderful place. I mean, I'm blessed to have met the people I've met. I look forward to, you know, learning more and seeing more. And, you know, the best thing I love about all of that is seeing skeptics that are turned into believers.
Well, it's hard for me to ever become a skeptic again because of the fact of all the things that I have seen and done and experienced over the many of years.
I try to go back. I'm not even going to lie. I try to look at, you know, situations a little differently, and then I catch myself going, you know what you saw. Stop trying to disprove what you saw.
But I am my own worst skeptic anyway, because anytime I catch anything on EVP or on the...
Squirrel moment. Dog, puppy. No,
that's his little baby.
I love animals.
I'm always trying to disprove anything that I may catch. You know, like if I catch any kind of possible,
I know she's
like
spoiled
apparition or anything like that. Yeah, I always try to debunk it.
Well, you know, and I'll be honest, I have a lot of respect for people that are trying to catch that piece of evidence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to catch, they're chasing. It's like they're chasing that holy grail. But I always know there's always going to be someone that says, A, it was faked. B, it's just this. C, it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you ain't going to know it's fake.
Personal experience. You can't take that away from me.
No.
So, you know, and there's quite a few. I mean, we have Midnight Wolfpack. We have a tech lord. I mean, we have some of us that our personal experiences are the most important to us. Then you have the others that are, hey, man, we got this shit on film. And So we're a nice blend.
Yeah.
And it's always good to have a strong team. And we do. We have a very strong team.
It's awesome to have a strong team.
And if anybody has any questions for the Midnight Wolf Pack, Denise is our family secretary. So if you can get through her, you can get to us.
Awesome. All right. Well, it looks like our hour is pretty well done here. So is there anything you want to plug? Any websites? Anything like that?
Well, I've got, you know, a lot of stuff coming up. Along with being a volunteer at Waverly, I've got an event at Old Park Hotel coming up. I'm doing an event at Dumas Brothel in June with Shannon Rogers. She and Rich Valdez, Jim McGowan. So I'm looking forward to that. I've got a couple of things, surprises coming in the future. My Parathug Productions line will be coming out soon.
Cool.
And I'm hoping to do some things. I've seen a rise in the past few months, working with people that don't understand their abilities. And I'm seeing a lot of people that are really scared. Some that are like thinking it's mental illness, and some that have even contemplated suicide. So I want to try to put something together. I've got a few people in mind, and I want to start doing some shows here and there, just trying to help people and better educate them.
Yeah, so, sounds good.
But Midnight Wolfpack Productions is where my shows are. I've been on hiatus for a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I get to see my two girls, Miranda and Chris.
Yep. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. Well, I always enjoy talking to you guys. And like I said, I still got to get up there and go to that damn place. We got to go in the basement.
Yes, I want to get in there. That is going to be
fun. That's Joe, get us in the basement.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Joseph, your turn.
Nothing that I've got to plug except tomorrow. It's going to be a hell of a great time.
I just hope we can pull it off.
We don't normally go live on Saturdays, but it's a special occasion. This is the second year we've been doing the paranormal thing. So it's kind of like an anniversary episode, and we did start March of 2019. So we're going to have a big lineup. We've got Tom Klein coming from Off the Rails. He helped us get started. We've got Mike Huberty from Sunspot and Wisconsin American Ghost Walks. And then there's Dr. Christy Sumner from Soul Sisters Paranormal.
Miranda Young.
Bikers Exploration. And then Jake Fife from Fife Paranormal. And then you can say Jay's name because I can't.
I told you I can't say his name unless I have it in front of me.
Jay's a local that does Finding Jay.
Yeah, he did a thing called Finding Jay, and he also hunts for Bigfoot over in the Kettle Moraine.
Oh, that's my new thing. I'm really into, you know, Bigfoot.
He's been doing this for years. Currently,
right. I love Swatchman Greg Yost. He's the best. I love him.
And then we also have Dale Kismerick.
Dale's been doing this since the 70s.
Yeah. I've been alive since the 70s.
So have I.
But I do look forward to tomorrow night. I think everybody needs to tune in. I will be sharing it on all my outlets. So you guys make sure if you haven't liked their page, you need to like their page. Everybody, come on by. I got a couple. Check out the Midnight Wolf Pack. And of course, you know, Kickstands up tomorrow because you can't ask for. Yeah, I'm sorry. I could listen to Chris Sumner talk for days.
I got a lot of respect for that woman. I mean, she was one of the first ones we had on our show that did that actually had something to do with preserving the history of something.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. Her and Miranda both.
Yes. Miranda's a gutsy chick.
She's awesome.
She's a very gutsy chick.
Ride the bike by herself.
Well, I had my backing of my family, my parafamily as well, to do what I wanted to do. But you know what? I tell people all the time, Miranda is the one that pushed me, because I had a lot of, well, what if this? What if I can't do that? And she looked at me, and she told me, she's like, you got to, you know what? Do it.
Yep.
And she's
if
been
it's something. There. If it's something that you're passionate to do, do it.
Yeah. So
because two if great you chicks. Don't, I'll tell you right now, if you don't, you will wind up regretting it.
Yeah. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad. I've met a lot of wonderful people. I've learned a lot. And that's what we got to all remember. We learn from everybody we encounter.
Yes, yeah. We do.
We never stop.
And I thank y'all again. You know, I always enjoy talking to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
For joining us. See you again tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it again. And hopefully, you know, no more ice cream trucks.
Well, damn it. If the ice cream truck shows up, you got to buy me an ice cream.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I do that one tomorrow. I'll be out there. Hold on 1 second, audience.
Are you gonna Let's go buy, downstairs. Buy, you're going to go buy an ice cream, and then you're going to eat it for me, right?
Yeah. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to talk to the guy. I'm like, I'd like this, that, and the third. And by the way, say hello to the guest.
Oh, goodness.
That's great. Every little taste, every little bite.
Yeah, I can see that now. What'd you say, Mark?
Yeah. You know what it looks like, Mark?
It will.
Here you go. Oh, man. I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, stay safe. And
make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow. Don't forget.
6 o'clock.
Anything possible. Yeah, six o'clock
central.
Different day.